Thomas Massey loses primary to Trump-backed Ed Gallrain. Hebron, Kentucky, Representative Thomas Massey lost his Republican primary on May 19 to former Navy SEAL Ed Gallrain. President Donald Trump had endorsed Gallrain as part of his effort to get Massey removed from Congress. Gallrain had tallied 54% of the votes compared to 45% for Massey when the Associated Press called the race at 7:54 p.m. Eastern Time. Massey's ousting underscores Republican voters' support for Trump. The Kentucky lawmaker, who's been at odds with Trump over several issues, joined Senator Bill Cassidy and several Indiana state senators who were defeated by primary challengers backed by Trump in recent weeks. After his loss, Massey said he still had the support of young voters. "People that want somebody that will go along to get along, I've never heard of that strategy, but that seems to be what the voters want," Massey said at a watch party in Hebron. But not the young voters. Gallrain, in his victory speech, vowed to carry the party's agenda in Congress and work closely with the president. "We have a saying on the family farm that it's a contact sport," Gallrain said at an election night event in Covington, Kentucky. "I can tell you that campaigning is one as well, folks." The race in Kentucky's 4th congressional district was one of the nation's most closely watched Republican primaries of the 2026 election cycle. The district stretches from the Kentucky suburbs of Cincinnati across the Ohio River in northern Kentucky southward to the outskirts of Louisville, incorporating coal towns and rural villages in the Appalachian foothills. In 2024, Massey won the primary with 75.9% of the vote and the general election, where he ran unopposed, with 99.6% support. Trump won the district by 35 points in 2024. Trump and Massey have had a contentious political relationship for years. They have clashed over multiple issues during the president's second term. In a May 17 Truth Social post, Trump said Massey must be thrown out of office. The president criticized Massey as the worst Republican congressman in history and urged people in Kentucky's 4th congressional district to vote for Gallrain. In 2025, Massey voted against Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act, arguing that it increased the national debt. An outspoken critic of the Iran war, Massey sponsored a war powers resolution in an attempt to require that the administration cease hostilities. Massey co-sponsored the Epstein Files Transparency Act, which was signed into law in November 2025 as a response to long-standing calls for full disclosure of government-held records related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. In multiple interviews, Massey has said that he votes with Republicans 90% or 91% of the time. "When I don't vote that way, it's when I think my constituents are better served by a different vote," Massey said. Trump described Gallrain as a brave combat veteran who knows the wisdom and courage required to defend our country, support our military and veterans, and ensure peace through strength. Gallrain had said the race is a choice between loyalty to Trump's America First platform and what he said was Massey's obstructionism. Thomas Massey has become one of the biggest roadblocks to President Trump's America First agenda, Gallrain said after receiving Trump's backing. "President Trump endorsed me because Kentuckians deserve a congressman who will stand with our president, not against him. The district is Trump country," Gallrain said. "Voters deserve a representative who will serve as a reliable partner to the president rather than an obstacle," he added. Gallrain has accused Massey of having Trump derangement syndrome and said he is a darling of the mainstream media. He added that he would deliver results and not create friction. The Kentucky 4th Congressional District Republican primary is the most expensive primary in U.S. House history, with more than $25 million spent on political ads, according to Ad Impact. An array of pro-Israel groups and donors, including the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, poured millions into the race in their bid to unseat Massey. Federal Election Commission data show that Gallrain's campaign has raised around $3.16 million, including more than $63,000 in direct PAC donations from the Republican Jewish Coalition and the United Democracy Project, which is AIPAC's super PAC. Track AIPAC indicates that Gallrain's campaign has received close to $11.8 million from independent expenditures. Kentucky 4th PAC, Make Liberty Win, Defeating Communism PAC and other anti-Massey groups surpassed $10 million in independent expenditures, according to Decision Desk HQ. Pro-Trump Super PAC MAGA Kentucky poured more than $7 million into ousting Massey, Decision Desk HQ noted. MAGA Kentucky received $750,000 from the Preserve America PAC, a group linked to billionaire megadonor Miriam Adelson. Paul Singer, another billionaire, directly donated $1 million to MAGA Kentucky and $2.5 million to APAC-affiliated super PACs. On May 18, Decision Desk HQ said on X, per FEC data, anti-Massey outside spending leads pro-Massey spending $15.50 mil to $10.30 mil. Massey's campaign, which says it has mainly relied on grassroots fundraising, has received support from the Kentucky First PAC, backed by Pennsylvania billionaire Jeff Yass, a major TikTok investor, who contributed $1 million in support. The Make Liberty Win PAC contributed $518,205. Gaulrain will now face Melissa Strange in November's general election. The Cook Political Report rates the district as solidly Republican. The Associated Press contributed to this report.